Redeemed.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that my name's on the roll. And Harvey Crane Church I used to attend was the song leader, and he'd sing a song. He'd say, well, now we're going to sing a rock and roll song. And the words was, my feet's on the rock, my name's on the roll, this is how I rock and roll. And I kind of like that one. I like that song. I don't know about you, but today I have really guarded my thoughts. How about you? I have really, really worked on that. Wow, what a challenge. And I'm excited about tonight's challenge. I'm excited about what the Lord's going to have got in store for us. And so glad to have Southside Free Will Baptist with us this evening. Isn't it good to be together?
Amen.
It's good to brethren dwell together in unity. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for your blessings, for all your mercy and grace. Father, we're so thankful to be able to be together again in your name. Lord, that we're so glad that we can gather in your name and expect you in the midst. Lord, to realize that we can't do nothing without you. And Lord, we can't have no kind of a service without you. And we invite you tonight and want your presence to be here and lead and guide us in everything we do. Lord, may you accomplish your will this evening and have your way in this message and touch the messenger. Lord, I pray for Brother Kevin and you just anoint him afresh and anew and pour your sweet spirit upon him. May we give us receptive hearts this evening and anointed hearing. Lord, that you would touch us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to come and gather around the altar this evening and pray. Any special requests before we come? These. Okay, amen. Amen.
I'd like for you to remember my Aunt Lorna Taylor. I found out today that her cancer has come back, and she just fell over the bed and was shattered in her home. So please just remember.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Like for you, church, remember a couple of friends of my son. He called me today, and they've had a major tragedy in their family, and they really need our prayers. They're going through a lot right now. I don't know how to face what they're facing, but I just like the church to pray. I know God that can solve the situation. I know God that can help them.
Amen. She sure is a trooper. All right, let's do remember the service. Remember our nation tonight. And,
remember
Miss Emma, yes. Brother Dennis had called me, and her text me, and I called him back, and Emma was having some problems with her chest, and he took her to the ER, but she checked out okay, but he said wants us to pray, so let's pray for Dennis and Emma this evening. Amen. Remember Miss Edna? That's all that will. Let's come and gather around the altar this evening. All that will come. So glad to have each and every one. Brother Les Foster, would you lead us as we pray this evening? Lord, pray for our lives. I was asked last night to make an announcement for Maranatha Tabernacle's Easter celebration. That's April the 13th and 14th, Saturday and Sunday. At both of them's at 6 o'clock. So remember this at Maranatha Tabernacle. And someone mentioned this the other day, and then I was handed a brochure just a few minutes ago. But tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Unicoi Baptist Church is going to be a urgent meeting on beer sales, the locations of it in Unicoi. And I think they're trying to change the way it is, change where they could sell beer right next to the church. I believe that is the purpose of what it is, and they're urging folks to come and be part of this meeting, and it's tomorrow evening at Unicoi Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. So remember that. Be much in prayer for this, and pray about it. I think I'm going to get out of the way. Brother Kevin, y'all come and minister to us. Let the Lord lead.
Trusting in the Savior's love, doing what I can. 238.
Really go.
Amen.
Good stuff right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like the good old songs of Zion, don't you?
Amen.
I like them songs, got some meat to them. Praise the Lord. And thank you all. What a great job. Praise the Lord. And got this old boy fired up, I can tell you that. Brother Kevin, I will get out of the way. You come on, bring what the Lord's laid on your heart, minister to us this evening.
You've been on vacation and he can really get to it.
I love you, J.M.
I've got a friend in this world that's the man that's sitting up here. J.M., he got saved, I guess it's been about 2 years
now? 2 years.
Been about 2 years ago, J.M. Harris accepted the Lord as his Savior.
Amen.
He's on fire for the Lord, and loves his church and he loves his pastor.
Amen.
And you can tell,
Amen.
I appreciate him. I appreciate the Southside coming tonight.
Amen.
Supporting us and appreciate the singing. Wonderful job. It's been a good weekend.
Amen.
Some wonderful preaching. Challenge me. This preacher needed that. Amen. I appreciate that. I love to meet new people that were on the same road together, going to the same place. And you ready? Y'all got some good people in this church. You've got some Beulah Dean people in this church. Old Ray and Nathan. I'm from North Carolina. I'm from Beulah Dean. Raised there, and good people from North Carolina. Half my congregations originated from North Carolina, a lot from Poplar and B-Log, and not all of them are. Hey, they got somebody else in here from there. Yeah. But it's good to be in God's house and already feel the welcoming of the Holy Spirit. Appreciate you, Pastor, and his family, and what a blessing he is to me. He came to the church and helped in revival just a couple years ago, and what a blessing your pastor's been to me, and appreciate the Lord. Turn with us tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. And I want to read... I want to read verse 20. Would you stand with me tonight reading of God's Word? I'm going to back up just a little bit here. In verse number 18, flee of fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Now remember that right there. Ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for all that you do. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit, Lord, it's with us tonight. And God, we thank you, Lord, for the challenge you've gave us this week. And help us, God, to be doers of the word, not hearers only. And I pray, God, that you'd get me out of the way tonight. Nothing without you. Just an old sinner saved by the grace of God. And Lord, if there be any preaching done tonight, it'll have to come through you. Lord, and we love you and we thank you. Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated. When I was younger, I didn't know the value of a dollar. And I remember seeing things that I wanted, and I'd ask my daddy, I said, "Daddy, would you buy me that? Daddy, I'd like to have that motorcycle or whatever it was." And Dad'd say, "Son, that stuff costs money." And I didn't know the value of money. I said, "Well, Daddy, just write them a check." I just thought that was just as simple as it was. If you didn't have money on you, just get your checkbook out and just write a check. I didn't know the value of money. But later on, I realized, when I matured, and I realized the value of a dollar. It took me a while, but when I was a teenager, my first car, I'm getting somewhere. I'm not running rabbits right off the bat here. I'm getting somewhere. Just bear with me. My first car was a 1986 Ford Tempo. My brother drove it first, and then it was handed down to me. It was a two-door, five-speed Carolina blue with Carolina stickers all over it. And I had a problem, though. I couldn't keep tires on it, on the front end. It was front-wheel drive, and
And one day my daddy come out and he was looking. He'd just bought tires on it. But right before that he'd give it to me. I said, "Daddy, what's the matter?" He's looking up under the front and he said, "These tires." He said, "I don't know if this car," he said, "if it's out of line, it's wearing tires awfully bad." And I said, "Well, it could be." And he stood up and looked me right in the eyes and he said, "Or it could be your lead foot." I said, "It could be." He said, "Son, I'm going to buy another set of tires. That next set will be yours." Well, later on, I bought my first set of tires. Daddy could have paid for them. Daddy wanted to, he wanted me to learn a lesson. And the Miller boys had a filling station down at Red Hill. Charlie Miller and Rick Miller, his brothers. And Daddy went down there and asked him. He said, "Would you let him borrow him? Would you let him buy them on credit?" And they let me buy them tires, my first set of tires on credit. And they knew us and knew we was good for it. And Daddy explained everything. He said, "I'm just trying to teach him a lesson here." It took me a while to get them paid off, but I remembered I had them tires on a truck I had. Daddy got in the truck with him. With me, and he said, "Well, let's hear it." I said, "Hear what?" He said, "Let's smoke them. Squall them." I said, "Daddy, these tires cost a lot of money." And he grinned and he said, "Now you know, don't you? You appreciate." I said, "Daddy, there's a lot of work and sweat and tears come in these tires. I'm not going to smoke them." Tonight, I want to preach on the importance and great value of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now listen, I believe a lot of times we've heard the blood of Jesus Christ preached on. We've heard it sung about. But I believe a lot of even people, church folk, don't realize, saved by the grace of God, know they're going to heaven, but don't realize the great value.
Amen.
In the blood of Jesus Christ. Somebody in here be in here tonight and don't even realize why it's so important that we claim the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Why is there so much emphasis on the blood of Jesus Christ? I want us tonight to think about the great value of the blood of Jesus Christ. We've been bought with a price tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen, it goes back from there in the book of Genesis to the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve, everything was perfect. The Garden of Eden was perfect. Amen. And how that Adam and Eve was placed in the Garden of Eden and how they could eat of any tree but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They were not to eat of that tree. God said, "In the day you eat of it, you shall surely die." So they did. You know the story. Partook of the fruit. Eve tried to blame it on Adam. Adam tried to blame it on Eve. That's the way we are, ain't we? Try to blame it on somebody else, but it's our fault. But the thing of it is, sin was imputed upon all mankind, passed down upon all generations. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all been born into sin. We all have a sin nature. Now think about in the Garden of Eden, God killed something and made coats of skin. He made something, made clothes for them out of coats of skin. So something had to die to take away their shame. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Something had to die to take away the shame of their nakedness, because as soon as they partook of the forbidden fruit, their eyes were open and they realized they were naked. And when they realized they were naked, they were ashamed. Sin brings shame. Amen. So something had to die to cover the shame, to take away the shame. That was just on the outward appearance. That the outward. But the thing of it is, From then on, you know, you read there and on down that the law was given. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that the law was our schoolmaster, pointing us to the knowledge of sin. Paul said in Romans 7, I would have not known sin unless the law had told me, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. But he said, oh wretched man that I am. He said, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, and how to perform that which is good I find not. I find then another law in my members, when I was to do good, evil is present with me. So we were in need of a Savior. I read to my church, we had communion Sunday night, and I read Hebrews chapter number 9. For if the blood of bulls and the blood of goats, and let me read that real quick. That's some good reading there. Jesus came not to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law of righteousness. He reconciled us back to God. Now, under the law, they was sacrifices that was given without the outside the temple door daily at the altar, right? And then they was the altar behind the holies of holies where the mercy seat was, behind the veil. Amen? And these sacrifices was given. And the Day of Atonement was the day that the high priest washed himself and cleaned himself up and went beyond the veil, and he took the blood of the Lamb without spot or blemish and he put it upon the mercy seat. Amen? That rolled our sins forward another year. That didn't get rid of the sin. You understand? The blood of the animal didn't get rid of the sin. But the Bible says when Jesus shed His precious blood, He didn't spill it. Yeah, He didn't spill it. You spill something, it's on accident. He said, no man taketh my life, but I lay my life down freely. Amen. And listen, when He stretched His hand out, and when He cried, it is finished, that veil, that partition between God and man, nobody could go back there or they would die. If the high priest went back there unclean, he died. Amen. That's why he wore bells on his robe. They hear him. He knew he was still alive while the bells were still ringing. Amen. History tells us they tied a rope to him just in case if he didn't make it, they'd drag him out of there. Bless him, Lord. Amen. But Jesus completed something that nobody, amen, nothing else could. Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 9. Let's read that real quick. Amen. I feel the Lord tonight, don't you? Hebrews chapter number 9. I'm still preaching on tonight the value, the great value and the importance of the blood. Amen. Hebrews 9:13 in verse number 13, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. David said, when the Lord forgives us of our transgressions, our sins is cast as far as the east is from the west, to be remembered no more. Amen. To be justified means justified, never sinned. Amen. Amen. I love it. It blesses me to think about the scapegoat. He put the blood on the scapegoat, and there was a fit man. I led it out into the wilderness. It was led by a fit man. You know why? Because that fit man ran back to the temple. He ran back to the temple, and the reason why he ran, so that goat wouldn't find him. I'm glad my sins can't find me tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm covered and washed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Works can't do it. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith, Ephesians chapter number 2. And not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created unto good works. We can't take credit for what is ours. for what is not ours.
Amen.
What do you mean, preacher? We have good works. We are saved unto good works. But the good works in us after we're saved, it's Him and not us.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's why the crowns is going to be given and they're going to be laid at His feet. You can't take credit for what ain't yours. Amen. People talk about crowns and the Bible speaks about crowns and we crowns and rewards given. But what are we? Hey, that's all we got to give Him. Amen. To lay down at His feet. Amen. Because He done it all for us.
Amen.
Begin to think about anybody familiar tonight with bone marrow transplant? Anybody in here? We got some nurses in our church and knows a little bit about bone marrow transplant. And my son had there's two different types of bone marrow transplant when you have cancer. cancer's in your blood. My son had an auto. Bone marrow transplant, but then there is the other where someone has to donate. And there's a little boy down our way. He's about the same age as Ike, little Ike. His name is Caden Haynes. Anybody familiar with Caden Haynes? Nathan Haynes is a little boy. It'd be Jack Haynes' his grandson. But anyway, Caden had cancer a few years ago and had to go to St. Jude's. And Caden he had to have a donor for his transplant. And what it is cancer was in his blood. And what bone marrow is in the middle of your bones. And specifically, it is. I wrote down some notes here to make sure I tell this right, but it says it's spongy tissue inside of your bones, such as your hip and your thigh bones. So when they take it out, right back here where the hip joints, hip bones meet, you feel two knots. That's where they take that out. And so Caden needed a donor. And how they match to see if someone's a good match. Not only it's not so much as somebody being the same blood type. There's markers in your blood, and that goes over my head. But they found a match with a lady that lives several states away, and they took of her a bone marrow. And in the meantime, Caden had to take some very strong chemotherapy. What happens is they blast your body with chemotherapy. They did this with my son. Blast him with chemotherapy and radiation. It kills all the cells in your body. Now see what bone marrow does. Bone marrow produces white blood cells, red blood cells, and platelets in your body. Platelets clot your blood, right? And the red blood cells they produce the oxygen in your blood, right? Carried out throughout your body. White blood cells fight your infection, right? And so all this comes from your bone marrow. That's how your body produces blood. But Caden's had cancer in it, so he had to have somebody else's. That was stronger than his. That was cleaner than his. I'm going somewhere here. Yeah, man, some of you know where I'm going now, don't you? Had to have somebody else's that would fight off and get rid of the bad cancer in his blood. And so, once they took that chemo and they blasted it and they got rid of all the cells, they put her blood in his blood.
Amen.
And it's just like a blood transfusion. They took her blood and put it in his. And so what happened was her blood, his body began to accept her blood. And by her bone marrow and by her blood type and her blood cells, he began to produce clean blood.
Amen.
and it saved his life. See, he went down there dying, but he come back alive.
Amen.
Amen. You and I had cancer, had sin in our blood. But it took his blood, a lamb without spot. Are you with me? Without spot and without blemish. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, we are born not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed that fadeth not away.
Amen.
Corrupt is just right here.
Amen.
His old flesh is corrupt.
Amen.
He wasn't made to live forever. It's going to die. It's going to go back to the dust of the earth. God breathed into man's nostrils and man became a living soul.
Amen.
There's something too when God said, he's now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
Amen.
Hey, something too. When Jesus said, not a bone in my body shall be broken.
Amen.
Amen. I got to thinking of that. I'm glad. Hey, because of his blood, I got a brand new blood type tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen, this is what's amazing. Cade, not only he still has his mom and daddy's DNA, but he's got that donor's DNA. He's got her DNA. And you know, you think about it in our life, we still have the old fleshly DNA, don't we? I've got the DNA of Roger and Barbara Laws over in Beulah Dean, North Carolina. My DNA traces back to them. But friend, I've got another DNA. Amen. I've got another DNA from 1986 on a Wednesday night, right before Thanksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving. I gave my heart and life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I got a blood transfusion.
Amen.
Amen. I've never been the same.
Amen.
Don't tell me it's just like any other thing.
Amen.
Amen. That's been over 30 years ago and I still ain't got over it.
Amen.
There's been a change in me.
Amen.
That's how I know I'm saved. If you've never been changed, you have never been saved.
Amen.
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 That's how we know we've passed from death and life. Amen. We've got a brand new heart. We love the brethren. Ain't no more hatred in our heart no more. We got love in our heart.
Amen.
And I was thinking about the DNA. They said they waited a little while, about a year, to see if everything was, his body was accepting and not rejecting before they let him meet her. And she's in her 20s. And I can't remember where she lives. They told me and I forgot. But anyway, they took him to meet her a year later. And how excited they were to meet the one.
Glory!
They said they were so anxious to get there. They couldn't wait and to meet this lady that saved their boy's life. And she had never met him. She had heard great things about him. But they had never saw one another eyeball to eyeball. But they said when they walked in, they said everybody just tears started flowing and everybody just started rejoicing because somebody was willing enough to give their blood so that their child could live. They said, we're forever grateful to this young lady that just getting married and just come out of college. And they said, we're forever grateful that for somebody that laid that aside for a little while to give us our son.
Amen.
To save our son.
Amen.
Let me say, Jesus left the splendor of heaven
Amen.
For you. God gave his very best for you.
Amen.
That you could live.
Amen.
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 That's why we sing. That's why we raise our hands.
Amen.
And you're not doing God a favor by going to church. God did me a favor. That's why I go to church.
Amen.
You're not doing God a favor by serving him. God done us a favor. That's why we serve him. Does that make sense?
Amen.
You know, when we think about it on this perspective, we think about it in this great value it's easy to raise our hands and give him the praise that he and he alone deserves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that God still inhabits the praise of his people. You want to see a business pick up around the church house in a service, you get to bragging on him.
Amen.
Amen. You get to bragging on him. You get to lifting him up. Amen. And when you do that, he said, I draw all men unto me when I be lifted up. Amen. And when we think about the great value, amen, we've been bought with a price. It's been a great price. Amen. Let's don't frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's don't quench the Spirit.
Amen.
So many times we're quenching the Spirit of God, sitting back and holding back and not giving him what he deserves.
Amen.
Amen. I believe if we'll learn to praise him, no matter the circumstances, I believe we need to praise him more. We try to praise him on conditions. We try to praise him when everything's going good. Well, you're barely praising him then. Let's just face it. Life, it's not always a bed of roses, is it? But I read in God's word where he's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Amen. McCamey says the God on the mountain, he's still God in the valley.
Amen.
So no matter my circumstance, I still need to give him praise. God is still good. When the waves roll high, God is still good all through the night. We sang that song in our church. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, well, God's still good.
Amen.
Amen. No matter what's going on in my life, if my life is turned upside down, God's still good. You are somebody in the Lord. The devil wants to make you think you're nobody. You're a nobody. If you're saved, you are somebody. You're royalty.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows through my veins. Amen. I am somebody in Jesus Christ. Amen. What a great value. So this Easter, I pray that we keep this on our hearts and minds, that this Easter not come and go just like all the others, that we sing the songs, we hear about the blood, but we don't think about the great value in the blood. If salvation, my church has heard me say this many times, if salvation came with a price, Bill Gates, Donald Trump, all the rich men of the world, they couldn't afford it. If salvation, if the blood come with a price on it, a price tag,
amen,
nobody could afford it. Because nothing has ever done anything for you than the blood of Jesus Christ. Blood sets you free. Now think about what the blood's done. That's when it hits home. Amen. That's when we start getting something on it. We get to thinking about what the blood's done. The blood has freed you.
Amen.
The blood has made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. You used to be an old, the old man is crucified. Amen. The Bible says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. So when you got saved, you died out to sin. There's a spiritual death took place. And then there was a spiritual resurrection.
Amen.
Because you come alive in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You've never been the same. Amen.
Amen.
And because of that new man, because of that new man, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen? And that's all because of the blood of Jesus Christ. You didn't get here on your own, but the blood got you here. And when you hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in the joys of the Lord, you can't say, I got myself here. Look what I've done. But we're going to bow at his feet. Now listen, I know there's going to be streets of gold, walls of jasper, and there's going to be mansions because the Bible says so.
Amen.
But let me tell you where the main event's going to be. It ain't going to be in your mansion on the hilltop of glory. Little cabin on the corner of glory. We've heard all kinds of songs of that, haven't we? But let me tell you where the main event's going to be. It's going to be around the throne.
Amen.
Praising him forever and ever and ever.
Amen!
Amen. Giving him glory. singing a song that the angels can't sing.
Amen.
I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
The elder looked at John and he said, "Who are these that are arrayed in white robes?" John said, "Sir, thou knowest." He said, "These are they that have came through great tribulation and washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb."
Amen.
We live in a generation, in a time where nobody wants to hear that bloody religion. You take the blood out of it and you ain't got it.
Amen.
There is no other way but Amen. Through by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen,
Clorox can't wash your sins away. Gain and Tide and all them other detergents cannot wash your sins away.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing.
Amen. Amen.
You can change, you can turn over new leaves.
Yes.
Over and over and over again, try to turn over a new leaf. You try to do better, you'll never accomplish it. But the blood will change you.
Amen.
The blood will save you and make you a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate His word. And I pray that we all leave here tonight thinking about the value. The value of the blood. We are of a great value tonight. In closing, I visited a lady several years ago in a mental ward at a hospital. And I walked in, I sat down, and I said, "How are you doing?" And she looked at me and she said, "I want to tell you something." She said, "When you're in a place like this, your dignity, your pride, everything's gone. You're stripped of all that." And said there was a psychiatrist come in and asked me a question. "What is your value? What do you value yourself?" And tears began to stream down her face and she said, "My value is in Jesus." It took her getting to the bottom of the barrel to realize everything she is and everything she ever will be, her value is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Song in the Red Book, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Amen. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Your value tonight, the value of your righteousness within yourselves is as filthy rags. That's what the Bible says. That just takes the air out of your balloon of pride, don't it? But when you think about your value in Jesus Christ, we're royalty. And it's all because of Him. Amen? A great price has been paid for your salvation. Never head bowed, never eye closed. Brother Tim, come on. You give the invitation tonight, will you?
Tonight we've heard a tremendous message of what a precious, precious gift that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I may you with your, if you want, tonight if you don't know for sure that your sins are under the blood, just slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, pray for me." Anyone. You may be here and you may say, "You know, I've been saved, but I've not held that blood to the value that it deserves." Will you slip your hand up and say, "Pray for me"?
You know,
praise the Lord. I want to share something, and you can look up if you want to, but I want to share something with you today that happened to me today. I was mowing the yard, and of course, I'd heard on the radio, and brother talked about North Carolina. I'm going to talk about Tennessee a little bit. And Tennessee's women coach has got a new coach. Holly's gone, and they hired one ball player that you played there in the 90s, and her name was Kelly Jolly, but now it's Harper.